Hi, this is Jesus Molina, and you're listening on time.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of In Time UK. Today we're joined by the fantastic Jesus Molina. How are you doing, mate?
Great, man. Thank you for the invitation. This is a privilege. How you been, guys?
Yeah, I'm fantastic, thank you. And thank you for saying that as well. It's going to be one of the first episodes of the year, and we're absolutely honoured to be joined by someone as fantastic as you. So, what have you been up to lately?
I've been practicing so much, creating so much music, and you know, God is good, and we're so privileged to play music every day and just enjoying what can we create every day.
No, I love that. I love that little outlook on it. I think there's a lot of people that are really in the UK we're in like a third lockdown. I don't know what are you in the States right now, or are you back?
I am in Colombia.
Oh, you're in Colombia right now. How's the situation there?
Is it the same thing in every single country? You know, everybody locked down and everybody is just practicing and checking internet all the time. So
we're all going to come out of this like amazingly good. We're all going to be so much better at our instruments. It's kind of exciting as well. The next sort of live performance that we get to do as well. I mean, tell us a bit about how you kind of got into music in general, because you started saxophone at 12 years old, right? And then you went on to piano or keyboard.
Yeah, I started like playing saxophone at church. And after I just decided, you know what, I'm going to play some chords. And that's when I decided to switch to piano when I was 15 years old. And watching videos in YouTube, but I told myself, oh my God, I really want to be a piano player, and I want to play like these guys, Oscar Peterson, Brian Culbertson, and all of these guys, and I just told myself, I will do it. Let's do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. You mentioned Oscar Peterson there. Like, he's a hero for most jazz musicians, definitely. Was there anybody else like similar to Oscar Peterson that you were listening to at the time?
Art Aron, Bill Evans, Errol Garner, so many influences that I have been working on.
Yeah, I mean, Art Tatum as well. Like those two, Oscar Peterson and Art Tatum, both known for their ridiculously incredible technique. Like yourself, you have the same. Is that why you were drawn to those guys? Have you always been fascinated by technique on piano?
Technique and sound, especially. Yeah. Like the accuracy they use when they play, that's the most important thing that takes my heart so much, you know?
What did you find about, how did you find switching from, you know, saxophone to piano like this? Because saxophone's, you know, melody and really like sitting in with the harmony, but then whereas piano, you do it all at the same time. Like, did you find that as hard to switch, or was it like just the exciting challenge to bring on?
It was an exciting challenge, of course, but being honest with you, the thing that drives me the most for switch from the instrument to the other one is because for me, my personal humble opinion about woodwinds, instruments, and all of these instruments, I think they are ungrateful, this kind of instruments, because someday you wake up happy, I want to sound great. And the instrument doesn't sound great. And it's kind of like a ungrateful situation. But you just sit in the piano and you... It sounds like you just play and that's it. It's like, that's what I was looking for in my life. Like, okay, I just want to sit and play and you know that it's going to sound good. If I play the chord, I know that it's going to sound. but with the saxophone, with all of these instruments, it's like, oh my God, it's kind of ungrateful situation. They want to sound great in the trumpet today, but no, the trumpet doesn't sound great today. It is not what you want. It will sound great according with the weather and with all of these stuff. And it's like kind of like, oh my God. I have my saxophone around. Like, I play sometime, but honestly, like, piano is my thing.
I mean, yeah, it's very instruments like the saxophone, I guess. And I'd say even for the guitar as well, that's what I find at least. It's very temperamental, you know. And like you were saying, like with the weather and everything like that, like everything can just sort of influence the way you want to play and what you want to put out. But I mean, growing up, do you come from like a musical family, or was it just mainly the church influence that got you into it?
Church influence stuff, because my family, I am the first musician. And it's like, you know, I never been in a family musical environment. Everybody has attitudes, musical attitudes. It's kind of different, you know, because they can sing on tune, they can keep the rhythm, but nobody like professional way, you know?
I mean, a big part of what I see you like post about through like on your social media and your YouTube and everything like that is like really expressing yourself and like just playing what you want to play rather than, and like, you know, you're saying about attitude and stuff like that, it's kind of detaching yourself from attitude, right? How did you have to learn this, or was this always something you're aware of?
I learned with the best master in the world, within the best college in the world, that is the room of your house with Jesus Christ, best master in the world. So like self-taught, learning every day from YouTube, and after I came to Berkeley and I learned a lot of things there. So
yeah, I'd like to talk a bit about Berkeley, if that's all right. We've spoke to a few students and even some lecturers there. We spoke to Tomo Fujita and we spoke to Domi as well. And how was your experience of Berkeley College of Music? Because obviously it's like,
you know, incredible experience, honestly. Like, when you arrive there, like, you see all of the cultures and you learn every single thing different from any single culture, and everybody inspires you for getting better and everything. It's a privilege from God, honestly. When I got the scholarship from Latin Grammy Cultural Foundation at Juan Luis Guerra, they gave me the full presidential scholarship and everything, and it's like when I arrived there, it was a privilege, a beautiful ceremony and all of that, and honestly, like, it changed my life. Thank God for Juan Luis Guerra, Latin Grammy Cultural Foundation, for this, because honestly, it's a blessing for me.
Wow, yeah, and I mean, it must have just been incredible, just, you know, just to be surrounded by so many fantastic other musicians as well. Like, me and Amir are both in education at the moment. We both study at music school. And that's like, that's the main thing, isn't it? Getting to play with people that are in the same frame of mind as you are. Yeah.
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah, I was just saying, it's just so great when you go to music school, just being surrounded by so many other musicians that, you know, are like-minded and think the same way that you do.
Yeah, that's a privilege, honestly. Yeah, no, seeing all of that, guys, everybody wants to be better. That's all. That's the only purpose you have in that type of environment.
And it's cool just sort of seeing like the, I mean, especially with Berkeley, it's like internationally renowned as well, just the caliber of students it's had and it's still having as well, yourself included on that list. So like, what would you say is like one of the most important things you've learned from other people then once you've made it into Berkeley? Like, I mean, the big, you know, the big part of it being playing with other people. Was there anyone in particular or any like direct lesson that you kind of learned the hard way?
Can you repeat the question? I'm sorry, for some reason the internet was like,
That's okay. Yeah, so like once you've got to Berkeley, what was the biggest lesson you've learned in education or in Berkeley?
Musical theory. That's music theory. That's what I was learning, because I am a self-taught musician, and still I am a self-taught musician. It's like I just learned the music theory. I didn't know how to read charts. I didn't know how to all of that. And I learned everything in there. So that's what I learned the most. And that's experiences from the professors too.
Yeah, and that's quite interesting. I mean, it's also, you know, it makes a lot of sense because I think it's, you know, theory comes, it should always come later. It's always the playing and the what you hear is what comes first, and you've definitely nailed that. And it's cool to hear that you've opened yourself up to this theory side as well, because although you can play anything you probably want to, you kind of want to understand how it works and why it works, which is it's a really cool insight. Now, thanks for that. You've also, on your Instagram, you've recently started putting up more clips of yourself drumming. When did you start drumming? That was cool.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry you saw that. So just for fun, like I never had the drumming stuff serious, but I think it's important having the rhythm as a piano player, because it's like so many piano players that they don't have good rhythm. When you play drums and when you understand like all the ghost notes, all the subdivisions, all the time signature stops, I think when you try to do that on drums and you try to imitate your friends, drummer's friends, it's like you're in the piano, you're going to start doing different things and you're going to sound different. When you combine the rhythm stops with these elements, you know? It's like I just start drumming like, all my life just for fun. I kind of play a little bit, but that's not serious. I just post like 2 videos drumming, and oh my god, everybody was like, "What?" Like, but that's not my like. I'm so sorry. This is
fun. It's really good. I'd love to see more of it as well. It's I'm sure everyone would. It was fun to listen to. And it kind of caught me off guard. I never really expected it. Because I've, you know, always associate yourself with piano, but yeah, it was cool to hear that, like, you know, you've got this really strong sense of rhythm even on another instrument. Aside from like church, what's the general music scene like in Colombia? You know, has it got like a strong presence in jazz, or just in terms of like just gigging circuits and things like that?
No, here is nothing about jazz, just popular music, and that's it. And that's the thing, you just find incredible folk music from the country, and that's what the people hear and what the people play here. I was interested in jazz just because YouTube, I am from the YouTube generation. So that's why I really was interested in this music style.
Yeah, of course. And I mean, you know, over the years, you've released lots of different styles of music. I mean, just yesterday, we were listening to your Rehams album, which is really good, by the way. It's a fantastic band and fantastic album. And then some of your more recent songs, you know, they take a completely different departure. You've got so many different unique ways of writing. Where is your, you know, how are you thinking at the moment? What's your, like, composing style at the moment, would you say?
First of all, glory to God, man. Thank you so much for your words. Honestly, like, my composition influences and all of these harmonies stuff and all of these things, I think I could do it. It's according with what I am studying at the moment, what I am practicing at the moment. Like, it's like if I am practicing chords, I could just gonna make an album about chords. Now I am doing something with time signature stuff. I'm gonna do something with the time signature. I think it's according with what I am studying. Right now I am like just creating a lot of the stuff, like taking a lot of things. I want to do the Rehab Volume 2 now, and it's like, but I want to incorporate different things, and I am so much into the time signatures right now, and I am doing all of these things. So I think my composition stuff comes according with what I am studying, what I am doing at the moment, you know. And right now I think that I am just exploring, combining a lot of elements.
So last year we hosted Adam Neely, who's also put out some very popular YouTube videos on the reharmonizations of popular songs. He does more like a vocal covers. I guess you also have vocals in him as well, sorry. Yeah. But we asked him the same question, like, how do you pick the songs that you want to reharmonize? I mean, you've got quite a wide range of songs that you've chosen in your Volume 1 album. So yeah, how have you chosen those songs? And then, will this be the same way you're going to choose Volume 2?
I just choose the songs according with what you have in YouTube, in a cappella versions, you know, because it's like I just go to YouTube and I just found the cappellas, and if I found a cappella, I just start working on the song, you know. It's kind of funny. And that's why I chose the songs for the rehab volume one, you know, and same thing with the volume two. I'm planning to do it the same way.
Yeah, no, I think that makes a lot more sense. It's just like, you're not overthinking it in that sense. You're just sort of going with what you've got to work with, I guess. And then you've also, in terms of like other releases you've done, last year you actually released a record where you sang on it. I don't think I'll pronounce it right, but Podria or Pod... where it's more like a pop track.
Oh, okay.
Have I mispronounced that?
Yeah, pop track. Yeah, but that's more for Latin America, South America.
Yeah,
it's kind of like for international stuff. It's like more like the Parting album, Agape album. Like we have Mike Stern, Randy Brecker, Antonio Sanchez, Mike Pope, all of these incredible jazz legends on the album. You know, but it's like latest releases, like my me singing, because this is kind of like a new project that I have with my management and all of that. It's kind of like more for South America, more for Hispanic world.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, you sing on it and it sounds great. How long have you been singing for?
All my life, but I never thought I'm gonna sing like seriously. I didn't think that it's gonna happen, but it's happening. I am producing a lot of stuff, a lot of things. Let's keep doing it.
Yeah, man, that's cool. Let's talk a bit about your tutorials and your lessons at the moment. Talk to us a bit about that and how that's going for you.
Well, I have a lot of video tutorials. I am preparing a new masterclass 2 coming. I have a Juicy Play masterclass that you guys can go and get the masterclass. It's one-time payment. It's like, thank God that we have a lot of students around the world. It's in English. Now I have a new one that is in Portuguese that is coming soon. We have in Clama.net another one in Spanish. In English, like the main one in English, JuicyPlay.com. You can find it there. And you can learn a lot of the stuff there.
That's brilliant. And what would you say is your main teaching philosophy? Like, how do you think music should be taught, or you want to teach music in general?
You should learn music like you learn how to talk. When you're a kid, you are not reading, you are not doing anything, you are just hearing what you are talking, you know? You listen and you repeat. That's how I think. And if it sounds good, it is good. Like, it's not like, oh my God, the theory says this. No, come on. If it sounds great, that's the result. The most important thing about music is the result. What you hear, what you feel.
So yeah,
that's the way we should talk.
Yeah, that's such a great way to look at it. I mean, theory is fantastic, and you know, definitely everybody should learn theory, but it should always be theory should be a way of explaining things and not a way of writing things. You know, like you say, if it sounds great, it sounds great. The theory is there to just explain it.
Exactly.
I guess with that in mind as well, and this is all ways in which, you know, you can get students to really push their ability and their technique and just their musical ceiling, I guess. For yourself, what are you doing to challenge yourself?
Exploring, that's my main goal. Explore and see what happens when I play. Like, I don't have a bad practice routine anymore. I just go to the piano and I just play to see what can happen, what can I can compose at the moment or arrange, you know?
Yeah.
Instead of practicing scales or something like that.
No, I think that's really insightful. I mean, I guess one last question before we sort of let you go as well. So in terms of like your music and the, because you produce so many different types of songs right now, you know, with all these amazing players, what would you say is one song that people should check out to really get a taste of Jesus Molina's style? Or maybe two songs.
I love, honestly, like, combine a lot of elements. That's why my music is fusion. You know, it's like more, if I can combine elements from traditional jazz with the modern jazz stuff, some Latin influence sometimes, but like more low-key information, like that's what I consider my music style, like fusion. I fusion everything I could. Oriental music, Arabic music if I could, some other influences with time signatures, a lot of these stuff, you know, that's why I call my music like more fusion. I am not like one style. I can, tomorrow I can sing a ranchera from Mexico or something like that. Like I have not limited myself to say, this is me, you know. Let's see what can happen.
Yeah, no, I think that makes a lot of sense. I can definitely feel the fusion of like so many different styles and genres in across all your records, which is so good. I mean, really looking forward to hearing and seeing what you put out next. Are there any, like, can you talk about any future releases? You mentioned Reharms Volume 2.
Yeah, honestly, that one, I want to do a fusion album too. Life in Capitol Records, they are planning to do it. They got musician friends, and invite masters around the world. And once this pandemic situation is gone, I don't know if it's gonna be gone, but if it is gone someday, I wanna put everybody in the studio together and let's play and let's record a lot of things. And fusion album, the Reham album, that is kind of fusion too, from the singing stuff. Some singles, like parallel I am doing the pianistic career and stuff, I am doing too the singing and stuff for South America.
Yeah, I mean, touring's kind of out of the question right now because of the pandemic and everything, but have you got any plans at some point to come maybe to the UK, Europe, and like play some shows here?
Yeah, I wish I could go there right now and play everywhere, but you know, this pandemic thing, like, just God knows when it's gonna end. So,
yeah, hopefully,
we're gonna be normal again, and I don't think so. But if it's gonna happen, I am happy to do everything. If not, I am so happy here from my room, here practicing, playing music, going live, and sharing with everybody.
Yeah, and I think the main, sort of the take home point is, you know, just make the most of every situation. Thank you for joining us, Jesus Molina. So just to make sure, everyone can find your stuff on jesusmolina.org, right? And then they've got links to you, your discography, pretty much everything, your video tutorials as well. Is there any last words you'd like to say?
I'm doing sessions too. I am playing in sessions too. Like, I am producing a lot of music styles. Some people want me to collaborate with them, and it is possible.
Yeah.
Because we're working with a lot of people. Like, contacto@jesusmolina.org. That's the email. contacto@jesusmolina.org, and you literally can send an email and the team gonna reply to you, and we're working collab with everybody, recording piano tracks, producing too. Honestly, we're open to everything.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, no, that's good.
We'll make sure everything is in the description of the video, and check us out everywhere. Thank you so much for joining us, Jesus. Really appreciate it.
God bless you guys. Thank you so much. All the glory to God forever. God is good all the time.
Yeah, thank you so much, and we'll see you later, yeah?
Blessings. Bye-bye. Bye.